Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Hello and welcome to the Abroad in Japan podcast. Probably the best way of learning about life in Japan without actually being in Japan. I'm your host, Chris Broad, and we're joined, as always, by top Japan enthusiast from England, Mr. Pete Donaldson. Pete is on the bed right in front of me.
I am on the bed right in front of you. We're in a hotel room in Sapporo. We came up here to see the Snow Festival. I'm fresh from the onsen, which is built into my hotel. This particular hotel onsen has like an outside bit, which is pretty cool.
Oh wow! Even though we're in the middle of a city, see that.
Yeah, so you like sit in like a little. It reminded me of the video game The Witcher, because that's how that begins. In the Dormy Inn.
Of course, it does.
He sits in a big pool, but it was very, very nice.
I'll tell you what wasn't nice. What just happened? Before we started. So I've just come in Pete's hotel room. Mm. I'm at a different hotel.
I'd like to point out that it's tidier than the one in Osaka that time.
Yes, Pete's not got a good track record for keeping hotel rooms clean. You've seen our Osaka video from last year. But just before we start recording, Pete tossed his chewing gum in the bin, except he missed the bin, and the juicy, saliva-filled chewing gum rolled under the bed.
Yep.
Pete then put his hand under the bed to try and get the chewing gum and discovered a handful of receipts from the previous person staying in the hotel room. Why they didn't put them in the bin, I don't know.
No.
But what worried me, as we looked over the receipt, you know, I felt like we'd uncovered something rather terrifying, because the list of things the person had bought from Don Quixote, amounting to 7,000 yen, $70.
A lot of money.
Was a lot of masks, cleaning products and shampoo.
Yeah.
And their name was what?
Lang Kwai.
Lang Wee. No, it was not. It was Lam Wang Ki.
Lang Wang Ki.
Lam Wang Ki.
A man called Lang Wang Ki has bought a lot of surgical masks
and a lot of hand cream.
And a lot of hand cream.
And shampoo.
A lot of hand sanitizer. And I have been staying in this room at the height of what can only be described as a coronavirus.
And worse than that, I'm in the room now.
So I know you're in the room as well.
If you got it, I mean, that could be an interesting story, but if I got it, that's a disaster.
I mean,
The Abroad in Japan channel would be doomed.
I know. I mean, the podcast would halt.
You just have a bad cough for a week and you get back on your feet and do some podcasts.
Well, I am extremely powerful. But it has been a slightly different vibe, I think, in Japan this time around. Everyone's wearing masks. Everywhere we go. And what I would say is also, they seem to wear masks at strange times. In that, it's probably no surprise that me and Chris are hanging out with Natsuki and his good lady wife, and they wear their masks as they walk around town.
Mm.
But when they go into a restaurant, when you're in close quarters with everybody else, and it's nice and warm, they take them off. And so it's kind of like
redundant.
So a little bit redundant. So that's what most people do.
Well, most of the masks don't actually work anyway. There's only one brand of masks that actually seems to work.
And right.
I don't think Lam Wang Ki bought those masks.
Well, he spent a lot of money.
He did spend a lot, but it wasn't enough. If I get the coronavirus, I'm going to be angry. I'm going to take it out on a few bottles of Corona.
Yeah.
But apparently, because of the coronavirus, and people have been asking me about it all week, given it's a big global news story that's mostly affected China. There's only been about 10 cases or less than that in Japan, actually. Right. But Sapporo is a flashpoint for where it could emerge, given that there's a lot of Chinese tourists that come to Sapporo for the Snow Festival during the New Year, Chinese New Year. But luckily, one thing, well, not necessarily luckily, but the Chinese government banned tourist groups from coming or leaving China.
Yeah.
And so a lot of businesses in Sapporo will suffer with a 20% drop in tourists to be expected. So it's been bad for businesses. But
I've been keeping up my end of the bargain by just eating a lot of scallops and sausages.
Scallops?
And, it's scallops, isn't it?
Is it scallops or scallops?
Well, it's scallops, but people get very... I remember being in a swanky restaurant and I asked for scallops. And he went, "You mean scallops, sir?" I went, "And fuck off."
And I went, "Fuck off."
And I went, "Fuck off.
Do you know who I am? I'm a former radio DJ."
He was so rude, so needlessly rude. So yeah, that's what's what about the old coronavirus. But we're all right. We're still kicking. We're still alive.
We're still alive, and you know, it's good to hang out with you, Pete. And like all good meetups in Japan, ladies and gentlemen, it starts with a can of Strong Zero. Mm. So there's a can.
I just came back from a really relaxing time in the bath, in the onsen. I thought, you know what, I've pulled something in my back. I might go down and get a massage, but instead I'm doing a podcast with Chris, and he's brought me a bloody Strong Zero.
9% alcoholic drink.
Cherry flavoured.
It's cherry flavoured. It's a bit like, imagine Sprite, but someone mixed, what would it taste like? What's the equivalent?
It's like someone mixed Sprite with problems and made Strong Zero.
Well, there was an outcry about this recently. They said it's so strong and so potent that it's dangerous.
Well, it's 9%. It's a can of... It's like drinking a can of beer that's 9%. And how much did you pay for this?
About 100 yen. Less than a pound.
Less than a pound.
Because Japanese sake, alcohol in Japan, is actually quite cheap, thanks to low taxes. Yeah, cheers. Yeah.
Well, I had some sake earlier on, some warm sake in the cold, cold condition. It was very lovely.
It was nice. So we've been here 2 days now. This is our second day. We've got one more day left here.
Oh, bloody hell.
Pete looks like he's about to be sick. I've been taking a mouthful of... Don't do that on the podcast. Get out.
Oh, dear. It's been good. This is the worst part of it, to be honest. It's pretty full on, isn't it? Full on.
So it's my first time at the Sapporo Snow Festival. It's Pete's first time as well. Mm. And so far, it's been pretty cool. We had a blizzard yesterday.
Oh, my God. I don't think it's understating that it's the worst snow I've ever been in. And best snow that I've ever been in.
It's kind of a love-hate relationship, because snow looks beautiful.
Mm.
But there was also a blizzard, and it was like people throwing Tic Tacs in your eyes. I was pretty painful.
I was trying to take pictures, but like my camera could only focus on the snow, so it was really impossible to kind of figure out what it was trying to take pictures of. But it was like, it was so much fun. But when I got back, I was just absolutely caked in snow. It was like I'd been on some kind of...
Look like the snowman.
Mission up a mountain. But it was really good. What did we do last night? We went up the Sapporo Tower.
We went up the Sapporo Tower. It's important to point out, we're joined by quite an interesting cast of characters. There's myself and Pete.
Rabble. We've got a rabble.
We've got a rabble.
A crew.
We've got Natsuki. Mm-hmm. And Natsuki's wife, yes. Asami, who is lovely. She's often plays the role of Natsuki's assistant. Natsuki's like, "I want a cigarette." And she'll be like, "Okay," and we'll go off and get some. Or they'll be like, "I want a drink." And she'll be like, "All right." And she's so nice.
Mm.
She sits there quietly with her mask on.
Yeah.
But I think she seems to enjoy it. We'll never know. We'll have an interview with her next time. But we've also got Sharla in Japan from Canada. She's here. And Chiaki, my good friend Chiaki, who you may have seen in the 26 Traits Japanese Girls Want in a Guy video I did in August.
She's very good. She's got a fascinating life where she lives in Leicester, in England. She lives in Leicester, and she's a all of her videos are about being a what do you call them? A flight attendant.
Yes.
Fascinating.
It is pretty weird.
It's what a weird life.
Yeah, it's like me in reverse.
Except you don't.
Well, she lives in
hair dryers.
She lives in the UK, but most of her viewers are Japanese girls. Mm. I live in Japan, but most of my viewers are just foreign boys.
Very odd. Very interesting.
There you go.
Wow. But
she's awesome and a good laugh. And I've been vlogging. I've been doing some rare vlogging as we've been going. So you will be able to watch what we got up to on the second channel, A Broad Perspective. If you haven't subscribed to it, do check it out.
What's the difference between what you do and vlogging? Is that not like you do videos, don't you, I guess?
So with A Broad Perspective, it's like videos that I filmed in a day and then released, like edited in a day.
Right.
It's usually stuff that's just I can just quickly do.
Mm.
Whereas A Broad in Japan is like where I try too hard to do things.
Yeah, well, this time around you've
just... and I overthink it.
I think you've enjoyed just using a little GoPro.
I have.
As you call it.
GoPro. I don't call it a GoPro. I call it a GoPro. Shut up.
A GoPro.
Shut up. Or get some coronavirus out front of the bed. Yeah, I don't know. It's... I've completely lost my train of thought. You bastard.
I just enjoyed...
Because I've been swigging this strong zero drink, ladies and gentlemen, and Pete's initial grimace... when he took a sip of this drink, was pretty spot on, because it isn't... It doesn't taste good.
Well, I've just... I had what can only be described as a Donaldson nap. That's a bit of a classic. It's what I get up to.
A shot of Rehypno. Walk up from... Roll over onto the bed.
Walk up from one of those little snoozers. Went down, had a lovely time in the onsen that's built into my hotel, and now... And then the first thing that passes my lips is a strong zero. It's not a great start.
Well, I'm intrigued.
A teenager would do.
I see this as an experiment. For those of you listening, what by the end of this podcast, when we've drunk the strong zero, we'll know if it's had an effect or not.
Well, yeah,
you'll be able to feel
so,
it.
Yeah.
It's an experiment, yeah. An experiment.
We have just had quite a lot of ramen, so I think we'll be all right.
We did.
I think we'll be all right.
We went to a ramen shop called Ippudo. Ippudo, like Ippudo. I wouldn't recommend like ramen chains right. in Japan. I recommended Ichiran before, but now I regret that. I don't really like Ichiran.
Right.
That's the main one everyone knows. Yeah, I don't really like it. I don't find the soup nice. But if you want to find a ramen shop that's always good, like a chain that just works, Ippudo. They're everywhere. There's not a single city in Japan that doesn't have one.
Right.
We quickly Googled it when we wanted some ramen, and it's amazing. It's tonkotsu pork broth.
Mm.
So it's pork braised pork, and that was great. Did you like it?
It was really good. Really, really good.
Creamy soup.
I wish I'd gone for a slightly hotter version of it. But
spicier?
Yeah, slightly spicier. But it was very nice, and I ate it all. Just nice to have some veg. I've not been eating a lot of veg. I got here... Spent a day in Niigata, and Chris thought I'd gone mad, or I had some kind of nefarious reason for being up in Niigata, but I just had an extra day. I got here, I went, you know what, I'm going to pop up to Niigata and see what's going on up there.
I mean, Pete's a great example of an eccentric traveller who just makes it up as he goes along, there's no plan.
Mm.
Most people, if they're coming to Sapporo for their second day on a Japan trip, they go to Tokyo, they have a night there, stay at a hotel, and then fly out the next morning on a nice... cheap flight from Tokyo Haneda or Tokyo Narita.
Yeah.
Then there's Pete. He didn't do that. He got a bullet train to Niigata, which is a nice city. In winter, it's rubbish. I've got some good friends there. But if they've got the sake vending machines, he didn't do that.
Closed.
The one reason you'd have for going to Niigata, and he didn't do it.
I went to the brewery, though. That was fascinating.
He did go to a brewery. And I know that brewery because I've been to it, where you get free samples of sake, right?
But I kind of just...
You just went for the free sake.
Well, I happened upon it because I was walking around this historical little kind of just crappy little street that they've turned into some hipstery kind of craft fair kind of shops. And this old lady made me some dinner. And we had a little chat in my pidgin Japanese. I met a couple of gay guys in a bar. One
Japanese?
Japanese gay guys. One of them, it was really sad actually because... Actually, it was three of them. It was a gay woman and two gay men. One, the older man, he was in his 40s. He's like sort of salaryman sort of looking chap. And he was like saying, I'm really jealous of, I'm really envious of my friend who worked in the bar who was out. He was a gay man who was out. And he said, it's hard for me to come out. And I was like, oh, that's really sad. I hope that man finds peace and comes out one day. I don't know. Or doesn't. I hope he's happy. I hope he's happy with what he feels he has to do with his life. I said, mate, you only get one life. Sort it out, yeah? Don't sort it out. Just be happy.
It's a pretty cool experience to be doing that in Niigata on your first day on a Japan trip.
Oh, there was
solo travellers to Japan, take note. Just do this.
Just get
on a train and just be bold.
Go on Niigata because, and maybe do it when it's a bit warmer. But it's genuinely nice, a lovely place, and the people are bloody lovely. And it's nobody speaks English, or rarely anybody speaks English. So it's got a lot going for it because it's quite an authentic Japanese experience, and they're becoming few and far between nowadays. I'd say
absolutely.
I mean, snow festival Sapporo. I know it's a snow festival. Every second person was British.
No, they weren't. They're from the Netherlands.
Well, and every second person wanted a picture with Chris.
had a weird situation where there were quite a lot of foreign tourists walking around the Snow Festival, and a busload of folks from the Netherlands, like a college or something, must have had some sort of school trip.
Yeah.
And it was like 30 or 40 of them got off the bus, and one of them saw me and was like, oh, hi, Chris, can I have a picture? And I was like, yeah, sure, that'd be cool. We took a photo, walked off. What I didn't know is they were all on a WhatsApp group.
Right.
And he uploaded the photo to the WhatsApp group. He showed me the photo afterwards. And then the other 40 people on the bus saw this. And I guess they'd been watching Abroad in Japan videos as part of the research for the trip. And they all made it their main aim, not to enjoy the sculptures, not to enjoy the local delicacy, but to try and track us down and take photos. And about 25 of them succeeded. So we spent most of the Snow Festival walking around getting selfies with folks from the Netherlands. It was fun, though, and they enjoyed Natsuki. Natsuki revelled in the fame.
Natsuki
loved it. We filmed it all, so Natsuki, you've got that to look forward to.
Exactly. Natsuki can turn it on at any point. Natsuki, I think there was no point, because we were out at the Snow Festival for only about two or three hours today, but there was at no point did I not see Natsuki with a beer in his hand.
A beer and a smile.
A beer and a smile. But it's cold out there. It was -3. It's going to be -7 tonight, and I almost guarantee he is going to have a beer in his hand at every opportunity.
It wouldn't be Natsuki if he didn't.
It wouldn't be Natsuki if he didn't.
And worst of all, he got a group of 10 of them, 10 of these awesome guys from the Netherlands, to harass me into making Natsuki the Movie 2. It was like, I want another movie. And they were like, yeah, Natsuki the Movie 2. Yeah, he's like, I want another movie, let's do it. And they're like, yeah, Chris, make a movie.
He loves it.
Cheeky bastard.
It's been good. What did you think of all of the snow? Snow Festival, the snow statue.
What do I think of all the snow?
What do I think of all the snow?
Oh, it's great snow. It was good. I heard another person I bumped into said they thought it was great, but a little bit overrated. And what I would say,
it's very commercial, isn't it?
It's a bit commercial.
It's a little bit like the London Christmas lights.
They had some really beautiful, there was like a palace that had been constructed, a snow palace to scale, that had been constructed by 3,600 members of the Japan Self-Defense Force.
Right.
Just think, other militaries, soldiers enlisted to kill in Japan, build a snowman. but they built this snow palace. It was amazing. But then they adorned it in loads of adverts. And like all the best, all the best pieces of art have been like, you know, bought out by all these companies like Asahi Beer. And
but I guess a lot of these, you know, that's...
But that's how they're funded.
That's how they're funded, I guess.
But that wasn't the issue. It was a bit crowded. A bit too crowded. But for me, the Sapporo Snow Festival isn't just, you know, lots of sculptures in Odori Park, which is the main place where they are. But it's just the general atmosphere of Sapporo has been amazing, right? The snow, the lights at night. Like, Sapporo is more neon than most Japanese cities. I'd put it, like, in third place after Tokyo and Osaka. So it's beautiful at night. There's no other city quite like it in the snow in Japan. So you've got the snow, you've got delicious food, you've got a great atmosphere. And that's what the Snow Festival is for me. It's that kind of encompassing of all those amazing things. Like, just the moment you arrive in Sapporo City, you feel kind of the vibe, you feel the atmosphere, and it is just amazing. I really love it, and I'm sad we have to go tomorrow.
Speaking of delicious food, when I got to my hotel, there was a little sign saying there is some delicious seasonal fruit in the fridge for you.
And how was
there? Wow, I was like, delicious seasonal fruit, enjoy, he said. Opened up the fridge, there was an ornate glass bowl with a lid. I lifted it up, 2 slices of apple and 1 strawberry. Delicious seasonal fruit there.
Left behind by the last guy.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh. Probably in with his masks.
Did you get any, like, bottled water or anything? Oh, yeah. Got a bottle of water.
Lovely.
Very nice, very nice. One thing we saw today, or I've seen today, walking around, we've passed a few McDonald's. A lot of people have asked about this. McDonald's has released... McDonald's in Japan, always ahead of the curve, right? They always like to be at the forefront of advanced hamburger technology and various other questionable products.
I've only had a fillet of fish this week, so
you've had a fillet. You gulp that down
For breakfast.
But
it's on the breakfast menu, inexplicably.
But they've released something that's raised a few eyebrows around the world. The McDonald's, and this is what it's literally called: the McDonald's Adult Cream Pie.
Wow! I mean, that is
Adult Cream Pie. What do you think it is?
They didn't need the adult in there. That's what I'm saying.
No. I mean, it sounds a little bit dodgy. The adult. But the thing is, in Japan, So in Japanese, this is called Otona Cream Pie, right? Kurimu Pie. And Otona, the word for adult in Japanese, Otona, is often used in the Japanese sweets industry to describe like confectionery that has less sweetness than regular brands, and it kind of evokes this sense of high quality and refined flavour.
Right, okay.
So by using the word Otona, like adult cream pie, they thought, yeah, it just sounds decadent and premium. Mm. But it didn't. It just sounds horrifying and disgusting.
Yeah, well, a lot of their sweets are like, I mean, we've said it before, quite beany and stuff like that. So it's not, it's never like ultra kind of like sugar, 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 like a lot of American and British candy, European candy. But
I mean, Japanese chocolate is pretty good. Delicate. Japanese chocolate's not bad, actually.
No. I like the macadamia nut ones that you can get.
I like the chocolate.
The chocolate. They were in McDonald's, there was a little sign that said, a little box where you put your used receipts. And this is a global company, so they should really have people who can write English, but it just says, the receipt of the unnecessary to this, which has just clearly been Google translated. But you'd think that, you know, every part of McDonald's operation is kind of like checked and triple checked and just in case. But not in this case.
No. Nope.
The receipt of this is unnecessary to this.
The receipt of this is unnecessary to this.
Yes.
God.
But yeah, it's been good.
We've still got some time left, so I'm sure we could fit in a McDonald's Otona adult cream pie.
Everyone's
you and Natsuki
smashing back the cream pie. me and Natsuki enjoying an adult cream pie together. Everyone's been laughing at the fact that I brought a Super 8 70s camcorder with me for a giggle.
Well, I think it's one of the highlights of the trip. So Pete, ladies and gentlemen, you know Pete's a little bit eccentric, a little bit special. He does things his own special way. And he brought an 8mm camcorder. Is it 8mm?
Yeah.
8mm camcorder from the 1970s.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been filming on it. He's only got like 3 minutes of footage time on it.
Yeah.
I think he wasted it all on like one shot of my face by accident when holding down the button. But it's been quite impressive. We filmed that and it's got a really quite a satisfying shutter sound. Like,
yeah, Chris's response to it was like, why don't you just put a filter on it?
Well,
just
I said,
with your digital camera.
I'm
put a filter on it.
I'm a pragmatic individual. I would just get a good camera and then just put an 8mm filter on. But you're right, you know, you can't beat the real thing, except you can. But fair play to you, Pete. Well done.
Cheers, mate.
You're pushing the bar on your wacky ridiculousness. We've got some quick Japanese.
Oh, hello.
Speedy Japanese. I've forgotten my own brand name for what I called it. Speedy Japanese lessons. Mm-hmm. I've already ruined the first one, adult cream pie. Do you remember what that was? Do you remember the word for adult is in Japanese?
Oh, you just literally just said it.
And you've forgotten it?
Yes.
That's the cherry strong zero.
Otona.
Otona, good. Otona. Do you know what children is then, or child?
Oh, Otona.
What was that?
I have no idea.
Kodomo.
Kodomo, oh yes, Kodomo, okay. Kodomo. I thought that was just for boys, little boys. Kodomo. Oh, Kodomo.
Kodomo and Otona.
Remember that, or don't remember that in this case, Kodomo being a little bit like Komodo, the dragon. So, little baby dragon, Kodomo.
Komodo, Kodomo. All right, yeah. Just move on a few letters around and it works.
And then Kokoro is heart.
Good. But that's not part of speedy Japanese
not part
this week.
Of it, no.
What about snow?
Couldn't tell you.
Seeing
could
as we're
not tell you.
Surrounded and
we're
covered
surrounded
by snow.
The bloody stuff.
Snow is Yuki.
Yuki.
Yuki. Yuki.
Yuki. Oh, that's cool. You know a couple of Yukis.
I do, so that could be your...
His name is Snow.
That could be...
Snow
well,
Ikeda.
Yuki can also... Yuki, like if you imagine the elongated U,
right.
Yuki can also mean like courage and honesty and
cool.
honour. So Yuki, the shortened version, is Snow.
Nice.
Yuki is courage and honesty.
Yeah.
But do you have courage and honesty?
No, I've got a strong zero. I'll hope to acquire that through drinking 9% alcohol.
Well, well... You can film your exploits on your video camera.
Mm. Oh, video
What's video camera in Japanese?
If I was a betting man, I'd probably say video camera.
Close.
Video no camera.
No, close.
Camera no video.
No, the first time was pretty much... So, yeah, video... I can't
no,
even say it. I've drunk too much strong there. Video camera.
Video camera.
Video camera.
Video camera. Nice.
So, remember V, they don't really have the V sound. It's B. It's B. Video camera.
I see.
Video camera.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Nice bit of speedy Japanese there.
Snow, Yuki, video camera, Otona, adult, Otona no cream pie. Adult cream pie.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? Mine's pretty low after coming back from the craziness of WrestleMania, too many body slams and all that. And I'm pretty jealous of my co-host Chris, who seems to have been exploring Japan's most isolated hotel. He's definitely winning in the relaxation race, but I'm determined to catch up with him. It can be easy to get swept up in social gatherings and spread ourselves too thin, but with therapy, you can learn to prioritize your time and recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Japan today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Japan.
And now we turn our undivided attention to the fax machine. What have we got this week, Mr. Donaldson?
We've got an email from Travis from Adelaide. We met a few people from Australia in our little couple of days. But
we have,
Hi, Chris and Beats. I'm a long-time watcher / listener. Travis from Adelaide, Australia. I recently spent a wonderful month in Japan. Throughout my stay, I try my best to speak in Japanese. This, for the most part, went well. However, I've recently learned that one phrase I repeat quite a lot might actually be considered quite rude. Each time I ask for something in particular in a restaurant or a convenience store, I would say "kore de kudasai" and point to the item. I thought it was being polite, but I've recently discovered that this might actually be a little bit rude, telling them to do something for me, rather than asking politely. Would this really be considered rude? Did I leave a trail of disgruntled 7-Eleven staff everywhere I went? Is the question.
Travis, regards.
From Adelaide.
Interesting.
Is kudasai a little bit rude?
So kudasai means please give me, or please give please me, but give it's a little bit rude. It's, well, it's not rude, really, but it depends on what context you're using it in.
Right.
The rule of thumb in Japanese is that the longer a sentence is, the more polite it is.
Mm.
So often if I want something, I'd be like, ah, kore shitotsu onegai shimasu.
Right.
Kore wo shitotsu onegai shimasu. Like, onegai shimasu, instead of kudasai.
Kudasai, yeah.
Kudasai, you can use it. It's not again, the cherry strong zero is kicking in. it's not wrong to use that.
No.
In a restaurant. Because, you know, you are looking down on the staff, technically. You're the customer.
Mm.
So it's fine to use it in a restaurant. Fine to use it in a shop. You know, if you're working in a Japanese work environment and you would just say it to someone higher up than you,
yeah,
like your boss,
yeah,
something like, you know, Koryo Kudasai, then that
pass
would be...
the strong zero, Dave, boss.
That, yeah, that would be a little bit rude and a little bit risky. Mm. So I wouldn't use that. Just use onegaishimasu. But no, for the context you've used it in, Travis, it's perfectly reasonable and perfectly fine. You're not a rude individual. You haven't left a trail of destruction. Only thing I'll say is it's not Koryo de Kudasai, it's Koryo Kudasai.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's the difference between Koryo and Koryowa? Oh, dear.
You've opened up a Pandora's box of grammar there.
Wa
is a topic marker, right?
Right, yeah.
So you're saying, like, if I say, like...
about this?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I'd like this.
The easiest way to remember it is if I go, kare wa, like, regarding him.
Mm.
Kare, you know, whenever you use wa, you're referencing the thing that came before it.
Yeah. So yeah. About this?
Well, yeah, basically, regarding Pete.
This.
But there's an expectation that there's something coming.
Right. There's something coming.
Well, like, you get out of here.
There's something coming.
Like, rather than say, O namae wa nan desu ka?
Right.
What is your name?
Mm.
You just go, something. O namae wa? Regarding your name, and then they'll answer it, right?
Right.
So, wa is great, because you don't need to ask, you don't need to say the whole question.
Cool. Well, anyway, if you do it in 7-Eleven, they're always talking at you anyway. I have no idea what they're saying.
There you go.
They're just constantly going, and this is the money you've given me, and I'm going to give you this change, and then I'll close the cash register. They just explain everything to it. This has made me drunk. This horrible strong zero, I can't even talk, Chris. This is the worst idea ever.
I find myself in a similar position. I've been drunk enough of it. I've drunk like half a can of this stuff.
Disgusting.
I read that one can of strong zero is the equivalent of four shots of tequila. I don't know if I believe that, but I wouldn't be surprised. Right, next one is from John.
Hello, John.
It's spelt, your name is spelt D-J-O-N, so it could be Dijon.
Yeah, well, it says
Dijon. Dijon or Jean.
Like the mustard. But
okay,
I'm not...
Dijon. Hey, Chris and Pete, my name is... Oh, I should have read that bit first. Hey, Chris and Pete, my name is Dijon, like the mustard.
Cool.
From Rancho
Cucamonga
in California. And I was curious to know your thoughts on the coronavirus outbreak in China and how it's affecting tourism in Japan. Also, like you guys, my wife and I will be attending the Sapporo Snow Festival. Any tips for the Snow Festival? We really enjoy the YouTube channel and the podcast. Keep up the great work. Dijon. Well, we've been to the Snow Festival.
That's what we've been
and
up
we've
to.
Discussed the coronavirus a little bit, so we touched on some of those topics.
Squared that away.
What I will say is, I can't give you any tips about the Snow Festival, but I do know a great cocktail bar called Flair Bar. Flair, as in like F-L-A-I-R. Flair. On the 8th floor, above McDonald's at Suskinor Crossing.
Of the road,
kind of beating heart of Sapporo.
Of the road from the Nikkei Whiskey guy. Is it Nikkei?
Nikkei Whiskey. Yeah, the iconic crossing in Suskino. There's a great cocktail bar, Flair Bar. They do like cocktail magic. I think that's what it's called when you throw cocktails around.
Right.
Is there another word for it?
It's just dicking about.
Right,
isn't
dicking
it?
About.
Make me my drink. My drink, I shout. I'm thirsty.
In this cocktail bar, he set fire to a bottle of wine and he threw it over his head and spun it around.
That was pretty cool,
and it was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
But from there, you've got an amazing view of Sapporo. The drinks aren't bad, and that is just an amazing place. We were there last night, and I put that in the video, and I beat people at Pop-Up Pirate, so bonus. but yeah, I hope you have a great time, Dijon, and who knows, we might bump into you tonight or tomorrow. We've got one from Aaron. What have we got, Pete?
Aaron from Perth, Australia. Huge fan of the channel and the podcast. Chris and Pete, I've been to Japan twice. Both times, I've had the same problem. By the end of my 2 to 3 weeks in Japan, I would have accumulated copious amounts of those 1 cent coins that I couldn't find a use for. Can you explain why these 1 cent coins exist? And for my next trip, what can I do with these coins so they don't fill my wallet? Interesting. Kind regards, Aaron from Perth, Australia. It's one of those sort of situations, I think, you see those little boxes at like Don Quixote near the room where you get your receipt, so you can take a penny if you need it.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's funny, as you should, we should read this question out, as my laptop is currently resting on a lot of 1 yen coins that you've left on your hotel desk table.
Yeah, that's where I leave most of my 1 yen coins. I never leave with them. I was like, look, if I'm sure, I imagine there is a generation of children with maids for mothers and or fathers that have grown up. Their whole college has been paid for through 1 yen coins because that's where I put mine. Have them. Don't want them. Don't need tens either. Not even 50s, to be honest. 100 yen or nothing.
Because Japan is a cash-based society, though, you do leave your holiday in Japan with just so much bloody coins.
Yes.
One tip is, you know, just donate them to charity. Every convenience store tends to have a box by the counter, and more often than not, if they start to pile up in my wallet, I will just put them in there.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm making the world a better place, and I'm getting rid of something that causes incredible amounts of frustration.
Or you can shout at the person, is this enough for a strong zero? I've got
Or collect up 110 1 yen coins and then buy yourself some 9% strong zero.
Oh, Jesus, it's disgusting. It really is.
I haven't, you know what? This is going to amaze you, ladies and gentlemen. Pete hasn't had a coolish yet.
I haven't had a coolish yet. I had a tangerine one in Niigata.
All right. Okay, there you go.
I've had one coolish.
He's had his coolish.
And to be honest, it is -3. It's not ice cream weather. And to be honest, I've not seen a lot of it. I've only seen the vanilla version. I'm not going to go all out on a vanilla version if there's going to be a tangerine version or maybe like a different flavour later on. So, you know. And to be honest, Coolish, the latte company, the Korean ice cream company Lotte, have been disrespectful to me in many ways.
Yes, they've directed insults at you.
They've not responded to any of my tweets. I'm very upset. So, there we go. One Coolish. I've been here for 3 days.
We'll have to start a campaign. But in closing, it's been a great time. I've really enjoyed it here. And Pete's sticking around in Japan for another couple of weeks, so that's great. So we're going to do some more podcasts here while we're in Japan.
Aye.
I don't think we'll do the thing we did the last time you were here. You might recall Pete and I walked around Shibuya Crossing with microphones, trying to talk and dodge traffic at the same time without being run over. And had a bit of a love-hate relationship with listeners. Some people loved it. They liked the idea of being pulled through Shibuya, the ASMR aspect of it, and a lot of people hated it. I, for one, didn't like it because nearly got run over. So I don't think we'll be doing that. But I'm looking forward to spending more time with Pete. I'm looking forward to doing our 2-year anniversary podcast.
Yeah.
Next week. We've been doing this 2 years as of next week. That is mental.
Holy crap.
I cannot believe it. And a huge thanks to all of you guys who've been listening the last 2 years. The podcast has only grown bigger and bigger as time's gone on. And we haven't missed a single week. Credit where it's due to us. We've never missed a single week in 2 years.
We live on the other side of the planet from each other. So.
And yet we still manage to do this every week.
I know.
Say what you want about us, but we're dedicated to the cause. But in honour of our 2-year anniversary, we'll be doing a Fax Machine special next week, answering your questions and comments and reading out your stories. So do send us in your comments, questions and stories to abroadinjapanpodcast@gmail.com. We'll be back next week to do it all over again, and the video of our time in Sapporo should be up in the next few days, so do keep an eye out on the Abroad Perspective YouTube channel. But for now, guys, no matter where you might be out there in the big wide world, have yourself a great week, and we'll see you next week. We won't see you, but you'll hear us. I always bungle that, don't I? Alright,
bye.
Bye. Strong zero. We're done to.
This was a Stakhanov production.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces 3 thought-provoking questions over 3 glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Anna Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.